糟。
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm so thankful that we can come together this morning and worship in song. I can tell it's getting towards winter. The church is cooler now. Everyone's wearing their back in winter mode and wearing their jackets again. But thankful for the fall. Thankful for the changing of seasons. Thankful that we can be in the Word this morning.
很高兴我们今天早上又可以在一起崇拜唱诗歌，我们看到天气慢慢转凉了，我们在这里也可以很愉快的夹了夹克在一起，我们一起的崇拜。
This morning, we're going to be continuing in the book of 1 John. So again, if you like to follow in your own Bible, I always like to encourage people to read in their own Bible, or if you like to follow along on your phone, you can turn to 1 John chapter 2.
我们今天要早上查，继续查我们的经文，是约翰一书第二章二十六节到二十九节。
This morning we're going to be talking about safeguards, a safeguard.
我们今天讲我们怎么的，我们的安全感。
Social scientists say that we live in the safest generation ever.
社会的科学家都说我们这个时代都是生活在最有安全的保障的时代。
And I believe it's true. When I look around in our culture, I believe that we live in the safest generation ever.
我也的确相信我们是住在一个最安全的时代里面。
My parents say that when I was an infant, they would put me in the baby carrier.
我的父母亲就是曾经就告诉我，我在很小婴儿的时候，他就把我放在一个篮子里面，抱上车子。
They would take me. They had a two-seater car, and they would take the baby carrier, me and the baby carrier, and they'd hop in the car, and they just plop me right in the middle between their seats.
就是两个分开的座位在前面，我的父母就坐在前面，把我这个婴儿就放在夹在他们两个的当中。
They had a stick shift car, and they said sometimes my feet would kick, and I was a little baby, and I would knock the car out of gear.
他说那时候他们不是自动排挡的，有时候常常会刹车，就会把我那个小孩就是摇来摇去。我坐在当中。
There was no car seat. I was wearing no seat belt.
那个时代也没有那个小孩的安全座椅，也没有那个安全带的。
If our car would have come to a sudden stop, I would have been a flying baby.
假如那个我父母如果突然紧急刹车的话，我大概就飞起来了。
You know, in fact, I don't even remember wearing seat belts until I was in high school. Like, my family just never wore seat belts.
我不记得我们那个时代父母会有安全带的这个措施。
Back then, there was no such thing as anti-lock brakes, right? We had no anti-lock brakes growing up. We had no airbags.
那个时候车子也没有装来，我不怎么翻译，就是有没有冬天很滑的时候，你有个刹车不会把车子转来转去，
that,
你也没有安全带。
Yeah, I hear that sometimes today cars will even brake for you, right? There's cars today that will, if it senses that you're coming up on another car, it'll brake for you.
今天的车子你看到很先进，如果你有前面有车子的话，它就车子会告诉你，它自己就会刹车的。
Back in our day, no one ever wore helmets to ride bikes. Like, we never wore helmets. That was for, like, strange kids. You know, strange kids who, like, their parents forced them to wear helmets. I don't even remember helmets being around when I was a kid.
在我小时候，从来我就不晓得骑脚车需要戴安全帽的。你知道，如果你要戴安全帽的话，人家觉得你非常奇怪。
We didn't have, you know, the tops for medicine that you have to, like, you have to, they're childproof medicine caps. I don't remember having those when I was a kid.
我在小时候我也不晓得他们那个药罐里面有没有药剂师给你配的，它上面也可以防小孩可以打开那种罐子，安全的罐子没有。
Today we have tamper-proof, food packaging, right? So that we don't get poisoned somehow, right?
现在我们都有可以带这个保温箱，就是你带把吃东西可以放在里面，你的东西不会坏掉的。
When we compare this generation to our generation growing up, sometimes it's like a wonder how we ever made it alive, right? Like how did we survive our childhood without these safety measures?
如果我们把现在的时间跟我们上一代的时间比起来，我们都不知道我们这样子怎么会从前怎么会过下来的。
Well, God has also given us, because He loves us, because He cares for us deeply, He's given us a safeguard.
上帝也是同样的原因，他给我们很安全的保障，因为他是爱我们的。
And one of those safeguards that he has given to us is the Holy Spirit.
他给我们的安全保障就是他把圣灵赐下来给我们。
In church, it's like Jesus even said, he said, you know what, I have to leave you. I have to leave you because if I don't leave you, you will not receive the Holy Spirit.
记得耶稣曾经告诉我们说他，我一定要离开你们，如果我不离开你们的话，你们的圣灵就不会降临在你们的身上。
And the Holy Spirit was given to us because the Father, because the Lord loves you. He loves the church. He deeply loves the church.
为什么圣灵会降临身上？因为上帝他是真正的爱我们的。
So this is whom the Holy Spirit is whom we are reminded of today. This is the safeguard that we will be talking about. He's spoken of in 1 John chapter 2, starting in verse 26.
所以我们今天早上就要讲他的圣灵住下来给我们是一个安全的保障。我们讲到约翰一书第二章。
This is what the pastor John says to probably his church in Ephesus. He writes this, he says, I'm writing these things to you to warn you about those who want to lead you astray. But you have received the Holy Spirit, and He lives within you. So you don't need anyone to teach you what is true. For the Spirit teaches you everything you need to know. And He teaches what is true. It is not a lie. So just as He has taught you, remain in fellowship with Christ. Okay, this is the word of the Lord.
所以上帝他在这个，我念一下，我将这话写给你们，是指说那引诱你们的人说的。你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不是有人教训你们，是有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按着这恩膏教训在主里面。小子们啊，你们要住在主里面，这样我若显现，你们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于羞愧。
If you journey long enough with the Lord,There will come a time when you are here teaching that is either blatantly against the gospel, or even more subtly, or even more something that we need to be even more cautious against, is it will not be blatantly against the gospel, but it will have a slight twist in the gospel.
假如我们都走过这个做基督徒的路程的话，我们常常有些人，你很明显的有些的理论是反对神的，也有些你有感觉，有的绝对有点歪曲的理论上。
And the thing I want to warn you against is that again, I've shared this before, but many of those who are teaching false gospels are very charismatic and they're very persuasive.
我以前跟大家也分享过，这些就是有传异端的这种信息的话，是非常非常可以有说服力的。
When they teach and when you listen to them, it will sound right.
你听这些人讲的话，你觉得他们讲的好像是蛮对的。
It is why John warns his people, warns the church, you need to be aware of those who want to lead you astray.
所以这是保那个他一直约翰一直提醒大家的，就是说你们在信仰方面，就是说很多人会把你引到邪路里面去。
We've got to have an awareness that as we are out in the world, as we move in our walks with the Lord, as you interact with people, as you go to even like say, I know many of you, some of you go to Bible study fellowship, you go to other fellowships, you go to different churches.I'm not saying that Bible study fellowship is, you know, there's something off at all. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying, wherever you go, even places that you trust, we've got to be aware that there are people out there who want to lead you astray.
所以你们当各位参加，甚至你们如果参加别的教会的话，有很多的查经班。你知道，我不是说查经班有什么不对，只是你们要很小心的注意，他是不是讲的是把你引到歧途上去。
You know, the blatant contradictions are pretty easy to spot. They're pretty easy. Sometimes you hear someone, you're like, that's totally wrong. That's wrong.
其实你分辨这个时候也并不是很困难的事情，就是说你可以发现他们的讲的这些道理是不对的。
I shared this with the English ministry last week, but a couple of weeks ago I had a conversation, one of the youth and I had a conversation with a gentleman who said that Jesus was a myth, okay? Jesus is a total myth.
大概就是前两礼拜我跟一个年轻人分享过，他就告诉我，他说你讲的主耶稣基督根本就是一个神话。
Again, I've always heard that Jesus may be just a mere teacher. You know, sometimes people say, you know, he wasn't God. He wasn't the Son of God. He wasn't the Messiah. He was just a teacher. He was a good man.
你大概也听过很多人就告诉你，你知道，主耶稣基督也并不是什么神的儿子，他只是个普通人而已。
But I had not come across this argument that Jesus simply was not historical. He was not an historical figure. He was just a fabrication.
哦，也有人说，你要这个耶稣这个人啊，根本就是不存在，是你们虚构的人物。
So as I was talking to this gentleman, he said that his argument was that Jesus' story was created by Flavius Josephus.
哦，他说这个人耶稣这个人的故事就是被那个有一个历史学家叫做约瑟夫的人他写出来的。
He said in 70 AD, when there was a conflict between the Romans and the Jews, Flavius Josephus made up a story.
所以他说当约瑟夫写这个故事的时候是主后70年的时候，因为那个犹太人和这个罗马人有这个征战，所以他要平息这个当中的冲突。
And he created this whole story of this whole narrative of Jesus.In order to pacify the Jews.
因为他把耶稣虚构的人写出来，就是因为他要把使得这个有这个免得有冲突的事情发生。
Again, a very blatant contradiction. And actually, I wanted to go back and find out where is this coming from? Where did you hear this? And I discovered that there was a book that came out in 2005 that had this whole, this whole theory.
他说我当时我听到这个年轻人告诉我这事情，我觉得很讶异，你知道，我从来不知道有这事情，所以我就回去的时候就查，发现他有本书是2005年写出来的这本书。
But after researching, it's really easy. I mean, any of you could go online and go, yeah, after researching the history and the reasoning, both the history and the reason,don't line up. So it's very easy. It's like, that's not even close. That's why so many scholars, even those non-Christian scholars, never latched onto this. They were never like, this is not even possible. It's a crazy theory.
所以当我回去研究这个事情的时候，其实我很容易就发现，你知道，这是不对的讲法，因为它的事实跟它这个都是不符合的，所以其实也很少有，甚至是不是基督徒的，说是耶稣是虚构的人物。
And usually those are not the ones that we have to concern ourselves with because they are so blatant and so far, far out there that, you know, it's just, like, that doesn't make any sense at all.
我刚刚所以说才说你很容易发现这是一个错误的方法，因为太明显了，就是他们的事实和事实不合的这些讲法。
Church, the ones that we have to be careful of are the ones that have elements of familiarity.Something that has, it sounds like the gospel, it feels like the gospel, but there is a small, slight change that ends up being significant, okay?
所以我们大家要很注意，当我们有些人告诉你，你知道，你听来好像是他是讲圣经，你知道，那个感觉上也好像是圣经，其实是有很大的出入的。
Here's what I mean. A number of years ago, Sarah and I,we were sitting in a Chinese restaurant with our church family. Our church family, we all sat together in a Chinese restaurant.
很多年前，我记得我和我的太太，你知道，去到一个中国餐馆去吃饭，很多人就是跟我们在一起。
Sarah and I had been to this restaurant many times before, and we sat down with our church family, and we all got menus, right?
我和我太太其实去过这个餐馆很多次了，你知道，我们就坐在那边，对不对？当然我们也看他的发的食谱，是给我们怎么样点菜的食谱。
We all, Sarah and I open up the menu and we're like, what? This menu is all in Chinese. What is this? We've never seen this menu before.
所以当我看到这个他的菜单的时候，我就奇怪，我从来没有看过这个菜单是这样，他完全是用中文写的。
And my church family, they said, no, no, see, the reason why you've never received that menu is because you're with us.
我们的在一起吃饭的中国朋友就告诉我，你知道，因为他晓得我看样子很奇怪的，他说，你知道，我们的菜单是跟你不一样的。
When you're alone, they give you the American Chinese menu, right?
他说我们因为从前吃饭的时候，他看我们是美国人，就给我们专门给美国人点菜那个菜单。
And they said, "See, the thing is, you've never actually eaten Chinese food. You're with us now. You're going to eat some real Chinese food."
他就告诉我们，你们从前吃的这些菜都不是真正的中国菜。
See, and that's how it was. We were in a Chinese restaurant.And the food was called Chinese food. But our church was like, but you're not really eating Chinese food. It's not really Chinese. Now, when you're with us, now you get to have some really good food. Okay?
他说这些朋友告诉我你从前吃的都不是中国菜，你知道，是给你们吃的，你知道，今天你跟我们坐在一起，你们可以吃到真正的中国菜了。
And when the food came out, it was food that we had never tasted before, and it was food we'd never had. It's the food that we'd never even seen on the menu before.
他说当我们吃的时候，你知道，我就发现，哎，这个菜跟从前是完全不一样的，你知道，就是跟我们从前的菜单上没有这些菜。
It had elements, you know, it had elements. When we were eating just on our own, it had elements of the real food, you know, the real food. But it wasn't the real thing. And that is what happens. That's what John is warning. That is what John is warning the church of when he's speaking to them now.He's saying, you hear some elements from the gospel, but it's not the gospel.
所以这就是约翰点出来，你知道，就是好像我刚刚讲的吃中国菜这个情形，你听到你以为是真正的福音，其实它是有插入，不是真正的福音。
You see, the problem was that the church at the time, they were hearing from those who had split off, they were hearing a lot about the Holy Spirit. Okay?
所以在教会的时候，你也听到那常常讲到圣灵的问题。
The group that had split off had a strong sense of pneumatology, a strong sense of pneumatology. Okay.
那些就是离开教会的这些人，他觉得他有不同的圣灵的说法。
That is to say, the group that split off had a very had a very strong emphasis on John's teaching. When you look at the book of John, you read through the book of John, you will see often John emphasizes the Holy Spirit more than any other Gospels. The other Gospels, of course, speak of the Holy Spirit, but when you look at the book of John, he often highlights the person of the Holy Spirit.
当你们读约翰的他写的书信的时候，你发现约翰是非常非常强调圣灵的。虽然别的书卷也有提圣灵的，但是没有像约翰这样的注重讲圣灵的问题。
And again, what this group was saying that had split off from the church, they would go back to the people who are in the church, and they would use a portion, an element of the gospel. They would say, "This Holy Spirit is speaking to us."The Holy Spirit is saying some things to us, and it confused the church.
他们这些离开的教会人就是拿这个圣经回来，就对这个教会人都说：“你看，你知道，我们读的，我的感觉的圣灵是这样子的，是和你们不同的。”
They would say the Holy Spirit is giving us a new direction, and church, you've got to believe us when we're saying that the Holy Spirit is saying to us that this person that John speaks about.Jesus Christ, he is not the Son of God. Okay, he's not the Son. The Holy Spirit is telling us this, and you need to listen to us because we have a power. The Spirit, just as you have learned, the Holy Spirit has spoken to us, and we want to let you know that there is a new direction for the church that the Spirit is leading us in.
所以这些人就回来就告诉在教会的这些人说，我感到真正的约翰写这些书信，他讲的圣灵是。他真的是圣灵在我身上，就告诉我，你知道，说耶稣不是神的儿子。
So there was ingredients, in their message of Christianity, but it was not the real thing.
所以这些人讲到这个基督论的时候，他不是讲真正的基督的道理。
There was some familiarity, but it was not the gospel.
他是有类似的地方，但他不是真正的福音。
And because they were using the Holy Spirit, this element that John had spoken of, this is why John says in verse 27, he says, but you, they say that they have the Holy Spirit, but you church, you have the Holy Spirit and he lives within you. So you don't need anyone to teach you what is true. Don't listen to what they're saying. Listen to the Spirit that lives within you.For the Spirit teaches you everything that you need to know. What He teaches is true, and it is not a lie.
所以这就是二十七节里面，约翰所写的，你们要从主里面所说的恩膏传承在你心里，不是用人教训你们的，是由主的恩膏凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们按照这恩膏的教训，在主里面，就这个意思。
Remember the context of this church. Remember that this church could not go on Amazon.com or they could not go to Barnes and Noble and pick up a Bible, right? This church, they could not go, wait a second. These folks are teaching something that seems a little bit strange, a little bit unfamiliar. Let's go back and let's look at the book of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Let's make sure that what they are saying is true. This church didn't have...the access that we have today where we can just go online and we can look to make sure that an argument is making sense.
那个是这个时代，那时候没有 Amazon， 没有这些书店你可以买书的，所以你讲到圣经的时候，你很容易被人家受到不好的影响。
It is true that perhaps Mark or Matthew or Luke had already been recorded at this time. But they definitely were not widely circulated. It wasn't like they can go, let's go to the pew Bible at our church and let's pull out our Bible and let's just make sure that what they're teaching is accurate.
虽然在那个时候已经有那个马太福音啊、路加福音的这些章节已经记载耶稣的事情了，但是他那个时代不一样，不是像今天有印出来的圣经，所以你不能马上就是可以找到真正的圣经的书卷在哪里。
It helps me realize how much John was telling the church to rely on the Holy Spirit because they couldn't just open up their Bibles. He was like saying, hey, if the Spirit is speaking to you and you feel something, if the Spirit is saying something to you as they are speaking and there's something not right in your heart and your mind, he's like, I want you to rely on the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit will always teach you what is true.
因为在那个时代没有印出来像我们今天的圣经，所以这就是约翰要告诉他的信徒们，就是说你要完全按照圣灵的带领，你知道走你应该走的路。
Okay, so here's what that means for us, church. This is what this means for us. If you are listening to someone teach or preach, it doesn't matter if it's here at OCC or it doesn't matter if it's at any other church or if it's formal or informal.If you hear someone saying something and you know that you are a believer, you know that you have the Holy Spirit, and it is not sitting right with you, in your mind, in your heart, there's something that's not clicking, you're like, that sounds a little bit off. That doesn't sound quite right. What that means for you is that you need to not quench the Spirit, not push down the Spirit, but go, wait, hold on. That seems, there's something that's going off inside of me. And that means that this might not be right.
所以今天不管我们是在欧克兰华人教会是吧，任何的教会，假如你有听说不同的说法，就是你要依靠圣灵，你知道怎么带领你。
Okay. Pay attention to the Holy Spirit. Don't squash him. Don't put him out. Don't like push back because he is the safeguard of truth, in your heart.
不要把圣灵压下来，也不要把圣灵推走，因为圣灵才是真正告诉你应该什么是真正的信仰。
The gospel according to the Watchtower Bible, which is used by the Jehovah's Witnesses, has a lot of familiarities. I mean, when I speak with someone who is a Jehovah's Witness, there's a lot of familiarities. I'm like, that sounds right. I mean, there's like a lot of times I'm like, yeah, right on. I agree with that.
假如你有人碰到耶和华见证人给你传教，他们用的守望台，就是说你看起来，哎，好像也是他们讲的很有道理的样子。
They will say that the world has fallen, the people have sinned, and they need God. I'm like, yes, absolutely, that's true. It's true.
他第一个就告诉你，我们都是罪人，所以我们要忏悔，就是向主耶稣基督，对不对？他讲的是非常有道理的，这个我承认。
They will say.Jesus came to pay the penalty for our sins. And they'll give illustrations. I'm like, that's, yeah, I agree. That's true.
他然后再进一步告诉你，你知道，就是我们都是罪人，我们需要忏悔，对不对？他说，哎，对的，我也同意他讲的讲法嘛，他是对的。
But Jehovah's Witnesses do not believe that Jesus is God. They believe that he is, as they put it, he is a God, not God.
但是那个耶和华见证人的就告诉你，耶稣不是上帝的儿子，他不是神。
In fact, again, if you turn to one of the book of John in the Jehovah's Witness Bible, it's just that one word. In the very beginning, the word was a God, not the word was God.
所以你如果看到耶和华见证人他的圣经里面，他已经改这个字，他说耶稣不是神，而是一个神，那就是说有很多神，也有其他的神，他只是属于一个而已。
What they say is that Jesus is the Son of God. He is the firstborn of God, but not God.
他只是头生的，是耶稣是神的头生的，而不是真正的神。
See many many elements of the gospel, many things that like that sounds. I mean, if you are and so convincing. I mean, boy, just they have great arguments, so convincing. But that's what we must be aware of. We must be aware of.
所以你碰到这种理论的时候，你要非常的小心，他们在讲什么东西。
So when the Holy Spirit gives you a warning in your heart and mind, what you need to do.As was spoken of last week, Elder Chang mentioned this, and I had mentioned it too, what you need to do, since we now have the benefit of God's Word, when you feel that, what you do is you go back. And you're like, oh, I'm going to take it in, I'll listen to it, and then I'm going to go back on my own, and I'm going to match it up with Scripture. I'm going to line it to make sure that it fits with what God has said.
这就是上个礼拜郑长老跟我们讲到的时候有提到这个问题。假如你心里真的有疑问的话，请你打开你的圣经，追溯到底他是在讲什么东西。
In fact, you can always be certain that the Holy Spirit is not speaking on his own authority.
我们要知道圣灵并不是凭他自己跟我们说话的。
You can be assured that the Holy Spirit will never go beyond.Jesus's teaching.
圣灵的告诉我们的话绝对和主耶稣基督没有什么不同的。
So if you are in 1 John, you can go back, if you follow in your own Bibles, you can go back to John, the book of John, chapter 16.
假如你们可以看到追溯的话可以看到约翰福音我们打开16章他在说什么东西。
John chapter 16, starting in verse 13.
讲到从13节开始
says this, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. When the Spirit comes, he will guide you into all truth. This is Jesus speaking. He will not be presenting his own ideas. The Spirit never speaks his own ideas. He will be telling you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. He will bring glory to me by revealing to you whatever he receives from me. All that the Father has is mine. This is what I mean when I say that the Spirit will reveal to you whatever he receives from me. Okay?
所以他经常就是说约翰说直到真理的圣灵来了他要引导你明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是他把所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。凡父所有的都是我的，所以我说他 要将授予我的都告诉你们。
Okay, so whenever someone says to you that the Holy Spirit has been speaking to me, that may be well true. The Holy Spirit does speak. He does talk to His people. Okay, He's active. You'll see Him in the Scriptures. You'll see Him speaking to you through Scriptures, through circumstances, through people. And it'll reaffirm it, and it'll reaffirm it again, so you know that it's the Holy Spirit speaking to you. Okay? And that's what these people were saying. That's what the church, the group who had split off, they were saying, the Holy Spirit is speaking to us, and that we have something to tell you. It's new revelation.
所以就是我们要很注意，就是这些人就告诉你，在约翰福音里面说的这些他的话，就是说你要知道他们自己会说，哦，我有特别的圣灵的引领，这是你要注意的。
However, the church in 1 John, probably Ephesus, there should have been warning lights going off in their heart and in their mind. When they hear this,When they hear what they were saying, they were probably in them because they had the Holy Spirit. They probably were going, there is something off with this. And John is reaffirming that in them. He's like, what you listen to, what you hear the Spirit saying to you, even though they are saying that the Holy Spirit is saying that, what you hear, what you feel, pay attention to it. Okay?
所以约翰在这边说，就是说你听到有不同人讲的这个不同的话的时候，你就要考验你自己，你知道你真正的感觉是怎么样子，你要有个警醒，就是他们讲的话是不是真的。
Because what they were claiming that the Spirit was saying was in direct contradiction of Jesus' message. So they can just go, no, we know that that's not in line with the gospel. We know that Jesus would never say that. It is not from the Holy Spirit.
所以你在这个情况之下，你可以打开圣经来再详细的研读，你发现他们讲的圣灵和你的圣灵是不是不一样的。
It's like God has equipped you because He loves you. He's like, I'm going to equip you with some safeguards. Like, I'm going to give this my spirit to you so that you will always have a safeguard built in.
因为神是爱我们的，所以他就告诉我们真正的在圣经上是说什么话，所以你们要很注意。
You know, oftentimes I make my kids, you know, my kids will often complain of like having to sit in a child booster, right? They'll complain. I'm sorry, I didn't put this in. This is added.
Yeah.
But my kids will complain that they have to sit in a child booster.Because if you're like under, I think I heard on the radio, if you're under 5 foot, 4 foot seven or something like that, you need to sit in a booster.
因为他跟小孩有时候跟我坐在车上跟我争论，就是他不愿意坐在那个小孩的安全座位里面。
Which would mean that some of you right now should probably be sitting in boosters, like as you drive. Right? But the reason why we make our kids do these things is because we love them.We care for them. We want to guard their lives. We have a deep care for them. And that is what God's heart is behind the Holy Spirit, in part behind the Holy Spirit. He's like, I love the church. Okay? I'm going to guard them. And that is why He's given you, and that's one of the reasons why He's given you the Holy Spirit.
为什么我要强制我的孩子要坐在那个小孩的座位上，是因为我爱他们，要他们的安全。
Some of the inventions that cars have today are pretty cool. I know that now that if your cars, for new cars, if they begin to drift out of their lane, right? Now newer cars will actually, there'll be a warning for you to move back into your lane. Either the steering wheel will vibrate. I've heard like some seats, the back seats will vibrate.Or some cars will actually like move your car back to the lane that you're supposed to be in. Is that right? Am I getting that right? All you engineers out there, is that right?
你们这边有工程师嘛？是不是现在你们晓得有新的车子？你知道，如果你车子走歪了，走到路的别的旁边去了，它会自己把你矫正过来，或者有的有背上有那个震动，或者是它有警告，你知道，使你回到真正的不会危险的路上。
And that was what the Holy Spirit does for you. If you were drifting out, if the church is like, No, it's the Holy Spirit that goes, yeah, no, that's not okay, that's not right. Listen to me. I'm telling you that this message is off. Move back into the center lane.
所以同样的情形，这就是圣灵的工作，他就告诉你，你知道，如果你觉得这个人家引用你讲的不对的解释的话，你就要回到你正途上去，你知道，就像刚刚我举的车子的例子一样。
Don't squash, don't quench the Holy Spirit when you hear Him speak.
当圣灵跟你说话的时候，你不要压制他。
Now I notice you may some of you may have noticed that this message, the title of this message.Is expressing our belonging. Expressing our belonging.
今天我们就是回到我们的主题，就是我的主题，就是我们属神的这个表示在哪里。
And so far, none of what I have said talks about expressing our belonging.
我到今天就好像还没有讲到，你知道，我们对属神的这个表态。
This is because in our passage, John, as he's writing the letter, he changes direction. He shifts.His thoughts to something else in the letter in the passage that we are looking at this morning.
因为当约翰写这个书的时候，他有转到另外一个角度，写另外一个他的角度的故事。
So this morning you're going to get a great deal, church. You're going to get two sermons for one. Okay.
所以今天我在讲到给你们占那便宜了，你们是买一送一，我两个主题你们都拿到了。
I saw a sign that said.BOGO 50% off. And I said, Sarah, what's BOGO 50% off? She said, it's buy one, get one 50% off. I'm like, I had no idea what that is.
你走过那个百货公司哦，他们有个叫 BOGO 的，就是我问我的太太 Sarah， 她在讲什么 BOGO 什么意思？她就是说 BOGO 的意思就是说你买一个东西是全价，买另外一个是半价。她说我到今天还不懂这是什么意思。
Okay, so the first part was,Holy Spirit safeguarding us. Let's see what else the Lord has for us. Starting in verse 28.
我们讲到就是28节，你知道约翰到底是真正讲什么意思。
John's writing this letter to the church and he has a different thought. The Holy Spirit moves him in a different direction.
他讲到我们的他那时候的教会，你知道走的方向在28节。
And now, dear children,Remain in fellowship with Christ, so that when He returns, you will be full of courage and not shrink back from Him in shame. Since we know that Christ is righteous, we also know that all who does what is right, who does what is right, are God's children.
所以他这上面讲，他说28节，他说小子们，你要住在主里面，这样。他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于羞愧。你们若知道他是公义的，就知道凡行公义的人都是他所生的。
Okay, so the Apostle John, as he's been writing this letter to the church, he has had kind of two main purposes as he's writing to this church, okay?
他当时在教会写这个书信的时候，他有两个很重要的意义在里面。
One has been to call out or to expose those who are teaching wrongly about the gospel, who are saying that Jesus is not the Son.
他第一个指出来就是说，他要告诉我们大家，你们不要相信这些人说主耶稣不是神。
And the second purpose is that he has been encouraging the church or reassuring the church for those who have stayed faithful.Under John's teachings, which are the gospel.
第二个他用于就是告诉这些留在教会的人，当时他要你要有很坚决的信心，很相信他的福音的教训。
Okay, and what he's about to do in chapter 3, which we will get into more next week, what he's going to do is he's going to compare and contrast those who belong with him, with the Lord, and those who...Do not belong, who are outside. Who John said, actually, when he speaks of those who had split off, he said they were actually never really a part of us. They never had the Holy Spirit. They were never really a part of the church. Okay? He's going to compare and contrast those two.
我过几个星期我要讲到是约翰福音他的第三章，就是讲他约翰告诉我们在当时他的教会有不同的人，就这些人离开教会的人和他有坚决信仰的留在约翰的教会里面的这些人有什么不同。
And what he starts out by doing is he starts out in this segment, he starts out by encouraging the church. I've said it before in these past because it's throughout the book of John, okay? But he says, remain. Remain with Jesus. Remain with Christ. I know that this group has left, but I'm telling you, church, high or low, whether this teaching is false, remain. Keep walking with Jesus. Stay with the gospel.
约翰在这里面讲的就是说你要留在这里坚决相信约翰的教训，他是真正属于主耶稣基督的教训。
This is important because last week Elder Chang shared with you that we are in the last days, right? I don't know if you remember from last week's message, but we are in the last hour is how John phrases it.
这就你们记不记得上个礼拜郑长老他讲这个信息的时候，他就说这是最后的时间。
And increasingly, what the Bible says is that the closer in this last segment of time before Christ returns, there are going to be more and more and more and more people who are going to be preaching a gospel that is twisted or that is false. Okay?
就是在末日的时候，在主耶稣再来的时候，有更多更多人就会讲一些异端学说在这个世界上。
But he says, you remain in Jesus, and you, church, when Jesus does come back, you have nothing to fear. When Jesus comes back, you will have courage, and you will not shrink back in shame.
他就是约翰就强调说，这些人你们要有坚决的信心，当主耶稣再来的时候，你们不至于羞愧。
Today people have so much warnings. We have, when I talk about safety and safeguards, today it's amazing the kind of safeguards and the kind of warnings that we have available to us. Things that we could not have dreamed of like 50 years ago, 100 years ago.
所以我们刚刚我就提到为什么我们今天讲我们在这个时代里面有非常安全感，就是因为我们有新的设施去告诉我们新的警告，我们怎么才能很安全的在坐在车子里面。
When I look at like say Hurricane, was it Hurricane Michael? Is that right? Is it Michael? Yep. Yep. Meteorologists and scientists today, I mean, man, we can see the satellite. We can look up above and we can go to those in Florida. We can say, look,In a couple of days, we can see it coming. We can look at our satellite. We can project which pathway it's going to take, where it's going to land, approximately when it's going to land. A little bit less of the intensity, but we know where it's going to land. And it is amazing today that people in this day and age, back 100 years ago, it was a surprise. It was like it got to shore and people were like running for their lives. Today, it's like we got at least, you know, 2 days, 3 days warning.
在今天我们的世界，你看我们多先进，我们知道最近的这个 Michael 台风飓风来的时候，对不对？他已经好几天以前就告诉我，你知道你的风向是怎么样，你的风圈是在哪里，你就可以几天以前就有准备，你可以逃到安全的地方去。这是50年以前、100年前我们不能想象的，有这么好的技术使我们带到很安全的地方。
So we have vital information that helps us to prepare for like a hurricane.Here in the Bible, we have vital information that helps us to prepare for Jesus' return.
所以在那个时候，我们刚刚才谈到这个飓风的时候，他们有这么很好的措施，使我们有安全感。今天也是一样，我们因为有圣经，所以我们就知道我们有一个非常安全的地方是怎么去的。
We talked a little bit about it last week, but I imagine.When we talked about the Antichrist and we talked about Jesus' return, but I imagine that when Jesus returns, church, for some people in the world who have no framework at all, for when the sky splits open and Jesus comes down, some people will have zero framework of what is happening. When the sky, the clouds split open, Jesus comes down, some people will be screaming for their lives. Okay?
所以上经常 上礼拜郑长老讲的，就是说主耶稣再来的时候，你知道是在那个时代是不能想象的，但是我们今天是不同的，你知道主耶稣再来的时候，我们知道天裂开的时候，我们也有非常的安全感，因为我们走的是对的路。
But you, like us, those who have the Spirit of God, those who know Him, says that we will have courage on that day. On that day, when we look in the sky, when we're driving in our car, when we're at the library, when we're at the store shopping, and we walk out and the sky splits open, we will have something, some warning of like, wait, I read about this, I heard about this, I know that Jesus is coming back, and now is the day, today is the day, and church, when that happens for us, we will go, ah, He's coming home, He's back, this is the day, right? For us, it will not be like screaming, hiding under our cars. Maybe some of us will kneel down, maybe some of us will bow down, maybe some of us will put our hands up in the air, I don't know. But for us, it'll be like, we will not shrink back in shame, but because we know Him, we will like a calmness, a peace, maybe an excitement. I don't know, but it'll be like way, way different experience.
今天我们在这边，不管因为我们有这个上帝给我们这些保障，所以我们不管走到哪里，当主耶稣再来的时候，天裂开的时候，主耶稣再降临在我们的时候，我们非常的平静。不管我们是驾车在图书馆里面在工作，你知道，我们知道怎么回事，我们已经准备了接受主耶稣的再来。
But some of you sometimes, including myself, in your walk, there may be a time when you were like, "But I'm." What if I don't know Him? What if I think that I know Him, but I'm not sure? What if I'm going through a rough time in my walk with the Lord and I have doubts? And I'm wondering, actually, am I truly a Christian? I mean, on that day, will I be scared or will I be like full of courage?
如果你不认识主耶稣的话，你就有惧怕、有恐惧，像不知道未来。但是如果你有真正的对他有信仰的话，你就对他有信心，你就知道怎么样的应付。
But one of the ways that you can know, you can be assured that you belong to Him, is that you reflect His character. It comes out of you.
假如你真的是属于他的话，你有坚决信心，你是属于他的。
We are His sons and daughters, and automatically when I have Zach, will sometimes reflect my character. Morgan, Isabel, hopefully they reflect some of our character because they belong to us, right? We're sons and daughters of Jesus, of the triune God, okay? Brother to Jesus, sons and daughters of the Father. So, we reflect His character. His Spirit lives in us. So that would naturally mean one of the ways you know that you belong is because, yeah, His character just comes out in me. His Spirit lives in me. I belong to Him. So His Spirit, His character comes out.
我们坐在这里面都是主的儿女，我们就像我们的小孩一样，就是很像我们，因为我们是属于他，是属于我们的，我们也是属于主耶稣的，所以我们有他的形象在里面。
So John begins the comparison. We're just starting. He says, like, those who belong to him, because he is righteous, those who belong to him also do acts of righteousness. Okay? Also act rightly.
因为神是公义的，所以约翰这里说，你有主的形象，你是有公义的。
That phrase that you see in there, in verse 29, it says, "Do what is right." Those who do what is right. The more literal translation, the Greek translation for that is practicing righteousness. Those who practice righteousness, you know you belong to Him if you practice righteousness.
所以才会在二十九节里面说，假如你是公义的话，你就有这个公义的这个属于神的这种表证出来。
So if you've ever wondered if you truly belong to Him, maybe you've had doubts, maybe you were unsure, maybe you again you were just going through like I'm not sure where I'll be on that day. You know that you belong to Him if you love to practice righteousness.
假如你还有疑问的话，还有不没有什么觉得自己没有保证的话，其实我告诉你，你们应该有信心，他你是属于他的。
Okay, so church, if you are practicing integrity at work, if you have integrity at work in the sense of that you do what is right in your business, in your day-to-day life, in the way that you treat your boss, the way that you treat your coworkers, the way that you go about, you do your work in light of who you are in Christ Jesus, that is a good clue that you belong to Him.
假如你有在你人格上面你要追求高尚的话，就是你对你的周围的人，对你的同僚，对你周围的人，你知道，你又表现出来。
To the young people, if you are at school and others are cheating, because it's common to cheat on tests, but you're like, I am not cheating. I'm not going to do it. I know I can take a shortcut. I know I can get a better grade, but I'm simply not going to do it because of who I am in Christ Jesus. That's a good indication.That you belong to Jesus.
假如你是学生的话，现在看到有些人在考试作弊是很常见的。但是，假如你是你觉得虽然我会得到好的分数，但是我不愿意做这种事情的话，你是真正的属于主耶稣基督的。
If you have the desire to do what is right when no one else is looking, that's an expression that you belong to the Heavenly Father.
假如你做非常诚实的话，你是真正属于基督的人。
And we know, of course, that no single person is without sin. So I know that sometimes we don't practice righteousness. I understand that. In fact, even John says, look, if we claim that we're without sin, early in the book of 1 John, if we claim that we're without sin, then we're calling God a liar. Okay?
所以呢，我也知道我们都是罪人，我们都有犯过罪，但是约翰一书里面也告诉我们，约翰就是说，但是我们如果走主耶稣的道路的话，我们是真正他的门徒。
So practicing righteousness does not mean living perfectly. I don't want to convey that to you that, oh wait, maybe I made a mistake last week. You know, I didn't practice righteousness. I don't want that to go, well, I must not be a Christian then. I must not belong to him.
当然并不是说我们是一个就是完人了，就是没有错误的人，你知道，有的时候我们也会做错。
But what I love is sometimes when I see people who become Christians who are born of the Spirit, I see them have the desire even. The desire changes. They're like, I want to carry out what is right. And I'm having a hard time doing it, but I can see in them a real change of desire. Like, I'm not living it perfectly, but oh...I want to, God. They're asking Jesus, they're asking the power of the Holy Spirit to help them to live, to make the right decisions.
但是我也看到很多基督徒们，他们并不是完全人，但他们有很热心的追求，怎么想做一个正当的人。
And then I can say to them, yeah, but you see, I can tell you belong to Him. I've seen it in you. I've seen those desires in you change, and you belong.
我看到这些人的转变，他们是真正的是很热心的追求主的道，所以我知道你是真正的基督徒。
Oh, because church, hey Hannah, can you want to come on up and prepare? Because church, one day, again, I always want to keep this in front of the church. One day we'll be out and about. Who knows? Maybe we'll be on a Sunday. We'll be sitting here worshiping, and one day the sky will split open.Jesus will come back. Okay.
不知道哪一天主耶稣会天开了，他会下来，你知道，在显现的时候。
Sometimes I hope, like, oh, I hope I'm with my family. I'm found doing what is right. You know, I try to imagine what that circumstance will be when that actual day comes when Jesus returns.
很难想象，在主耶稣再来的时候，我们的家庭，我们在一起人是怎么样的情景。
But one thing we can say is that on that day, church, you will have courage. On that day, you'll be courageous. You won't be shrinking back. You'll be like, ah, it's time. It's time to go home. I'm ready to go home. Let's go.
但是我很确定，到这个时候，我有很大的勇气面对他， 就是说让我们回到天家里面去。
Because on your life here on earth, you'll have already been practicing what you'll be doing for the eternity. You'll be worshiping him.
在这个地片我们坐在这里的人，我们已经在 这一生都是 追求主耶稣的道理，做他的喜欢的事情。
Here on earth, you'll already be living your life to glorify him. So this change for you will be, it'll be different, of course. But it'll be like, you'll be ready for it.
我们终身追求主，你知道，虽然他再来的时候可能有不同的现象，但是我们还是有对这个我们的信仰有很大的信心。
Let's stand if you're able to.
请各位
Let's rise and let's sing about this heart of worship. What we will be doing for eternity.